Hey everyone, and welcome back to Live and Fit Radio, where we talk all things fitness and nutrition. This is your host and Live and Fit founder, April. I hope everybody had an amazing weekend. I know we had a great weekend. It was really busy. I actually was able to travel to Fargo and help support one of my clients who was competing in an MPC show, and she did very well. And then afterwards, we went out and celebrated and did the Halloween pub crawl here in Detroit Lakes. And so if any of you were out there and had a chance to celebrate and enjoy the pub crawl, it was great to see you, and it was a wonderful turnout, so it was a lot of fun. But definitely today I can feel the effects of it. I'm tired and am definitely needing more energy today. So I'm actually sitting here sipping on some coffee with one of my favorite amino powders, which is the On Amino Energy from H&I Nutrition in Fargo. I love, love, love the French vanilla flavor, which I use in my coffee in replacement of a creamer. So instead of using a high calorie, high fat creamer, I choose to use these amino energies, which have your branched chain amino acids, which are the building blocks for your muscles, as well as 160 milligrams of caffeine per serving. And so if you would like to stop into H&I Nutrition in Fargo and pick up some amino energy, some protein powder, anything else, any other supplements you may need, they are wonderful to work with. You can tell my friends Tom and Tyler I say hello. And if you give them my name, mention April Imholt, you'll get 10% off your order. So definitely take advantage of that if you get into H&I Nutrition in Fargo. Anyways, I'm really excited to be talking to you today about how to calculate your macros to reach your goals. And so I know during the last podcast, I talked a little bit about macros and what are macros. And so it just seems fitting today to lead into, well, how do I calculate my macros so that I know how many grams of protein, carbs, and fat I personally need every day to reach my goals, whether that be to build muscle, to maintain where I'm at, or to lose body fat. So over my time training with clients, I've come up with a system that seems to work as a good starting point for most people. Now, like I said in the past, nutrition is definitely not black and white. It is not cookie cutter. So what works for one person may not work for the next. But I'm going to give you a little calculation today, a little guide, kind of a starting point, so to speak, so that you can calculate your macros based on your current weight, your activity level, your goals, and from there, you know, use it as a guide. And from there, I will also talk a little bit about how you can adjust that to still see results, reach your goals. You know, if it doesn't seem to be working really well, how you can tweak it to reach your goals. So you may want to grab a pen and paper if you are at home listening. If you are in the car driving, just listen, and you can maybe play back later when you do have access to a pen and paper, because you may want to take notes. I'm going to give you some calculations, and let's just get started. So generally speaking, again, use this as kind of a good starting point for calculating your macros. If you are looking just for a maintenance rate, so if you want to just maintain where you're at, what I would tell you to do is take your current weight. So let's just say I'm going to use today an example of somebody who weighs 175 pounds. So if you weigh 175 pounds, you are going to take your weight and you're going to multiply your weight by one. And that is going to be how many grams of protein you need throughout the day. So 175 times one, easy math, 175 grams of protein per day. I'm going to do the same thing with carbohydrates. So I'm going to take my weight, 175 times 1, which gives me 175 grams of carbs per day. Now for fats, fats are a little bit more calorie dense, so we don't need as many grams of fat per day, but we still need a good amount of healthy fats to help support a healthy metabolism, to keep our body functioning properly. And so for fats, I'm going to take my weight and I'm going to multiply my weight by 0.25. So if I'm 175 pounds, I'm going to multiply that by 0.25, which gives me about 43 grams of fat per day total. So again, just as a review, take your current weight, multiply your weight by one, and that's going to give you your total grams of protein and total grams of carbs that you need per day. And then take your weight, multiply it by 0.25, and that is going to give you your total grams of fat that you need throughout the day as well. Now, once you have your total grams of protein, total grams of carbs, and total grams of fat that you need throughout an entire day, how do I break that down per meal? Well, this depends on if you're going to eat 4, 5, or 6 meals per day. Generally speaking, I like to recommend people eat 5 to 6 meals per day. But the goal, really the goal, is just that you hit your total grams of carbs, protein, and fat throughout the day consistently. No matter how you get there, the goal is that you're consistent and that every day you're really close to those goals per day. So again, I recommend 5 to 6 meals per day. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is that you're getting your total macros in without going too far over or too far under your goals. So let's just say we're going to eat 6 meals per day, which in my opinion is ideal. It's what I've done for quite a while, and it seems to work really well for me. It helps to curb hunger because I'm eating smaller meals more often throughout the day. It helps to prevent any crashes after a big meal like I get if I eat a real heavy meal. Sometimes I'll get kind of that post-meal fatigue. And so for me, 6 meals per day seems to work best. So if I'm going to eat 6 meals per day, I'm going to take my total grams of protein, which, let's think back now. We said 175 times 1 is our total grams of protein for the day. So I'm going to take 175 grams of protein, and I'm going to divide that by 6 because I'm going to eat 6 meals per day. So in every meal, I should be eating about 30 grams of protein if I'm eating 6 meals per day, and that's going to give me 175 grams of protein total per day. Same thing with carbs. So 175 divided by 6 meals is going to be 30 grams of carbs per meal 6 times a day. And for fat, I'm going to take 43 divided by 6, and I'm going to get about 7 grams of fat per meal. Now, if I'm going to eat 5 meals per day, I'm going to do the same thing, but I'm going to divide all of those numbers by 5 instead of 6. So, for example, I'll take 175 divided by 5 to get my carbs and my protein grams per meal, and that's going to be 35 grams of protein, 35 grams of carbs per meal. And then for my fat, I'm going to take 43 grams divided by 5, and I'm going to get about 9 grams of fat per meal. I rounded up a little bit, it was like 8.7. So just round up or down as close as you can to the number to get a whole number. So I'm going to say 9 grams of fat per meal 5 times per day. Now again, I mentioned earlier that this is going to be a good calculation or a good starting point for you if you want to find kind of a maintenance macro goal for your day. Let's say you're somebody who knows that you maybe have a slow metabolism, you're less active throughout the day, you want to try to lose weight. Then what I'm going to tell you to do is I'm actually going to have you decrease your carbs and your fat per day by just a little bit. I'm going to leave my protein the same though. So I'm going to keep my protein at 175 grams no matter if I'm wanting to lose weight or wanting to gain weight. I'm going to keep that maintenance protein the same. But I'm going to take my carbs, which again was 175. And if I think that I want to lose weight, I have a slower metabolism, maybe I'm a little bit more sensitive to carbohydrates, I'm going to take my total carbs and I'm actually going to decrease that by 25 to 50. So I'm going to take that 175, I'm going to subtract 50, and I'm going to get 125 grams of carbs per day instead of 175. And that's going to help you lose weight. Now, I'm also going to take my fat, which was 43, and I'm going to subtract 5 grams from that to get a new total per day for my fat. So again, that's if you have a slower metabolism, if you want to try to lose weight, if you're not as active throughout the day, maybe you have a sedentary job and you sit, go ahead and decrease your carbs by about 25 to 50 grams total and your fat by 5. Now, on the other hand, let's say I'm somebody who's very active, I have a faster metabolism, maybe my goal is to gain some muscle mass, and so I know that I need to have a little bit more calorie intake to help support my body during that process of trying to build lean muscle. I'm going to do the opposite. So I'm going to take my total grams of carbs, which was 175, and I'm going to add 25 to 50 grams of carbs per day total. So my new carbs, let's just say I take 175 plus 50, my new total grams of carbs per day is going to be 225. I'm also going to do the same for fat. So I'm going to take my 43 grams of fat per day and I'm going to add 5 extra grams. So I'm going to get 48 grams of fat per day. You can round up to 50 if you feel like you are okay getting a little bit more calories. Again, every gram of fat has 9 calories. So really increasing it by a couple more grams to get even 50 makes your numbers a little bit easier to work with, and it only adds 18 extra calories per day. So again, the initial calculation I gave you is for maintenance, but if you want to lose weight, you're going to decrease those numbers a bit. If you want to gain weight or building muscle or you have a fast metabolism, you're going to increase those numbers just slightly. All right, so now that we know our total grams of carbs, protein, and fat that we need per day to reach our goals, how do I then figure out if I'm actually getting those total grams of carbs, protein, and fat in per day? The way that I'm going to do that is I'm going to track my macros using a macro app or a macro tracker. The one that I really enjoy that I've used throughout my entire fitness journey, I have never tried any other one, so I know there are other good apps out there, but the one that I have had a lot of luck with and that I've really enjoyed is MyFitnessPal. So if you're looking on your phone, it's a free app. It's MyFitness, FitnessPal, PAL. And again, that's a free app. You can upgrade to the premium version, but in my opinion, you don't need to. The free version works just fine. And that's a great way to track your food throughout the day. And with the free version, you can actually keep track of your macros throughout the day. So if you're wondering, how close am I? You know, let's say you ate four meals and you're not exactly sure where your macros are at for the day. You can go under the macro category on my MyFitnessPal app and you can scroll down to the bottom and it will tell you where you're at for your total grams of protein, carbs, and fat for the day. And then you can say, okay, I've got two meals left today or one meal left today, and this is where I need to make up for. Or maybe you've already reached your total grams of carbs for the day, so then you know for your last meal or last two meals, you're not going to eat any carbs, so you don't go over. And again, it's really important that you stay consistent with your macro goals for at least a week, ideally more like 2 weeks, but at least 1 week, 1 to 2 weeks, stay very consistent. And if you stay consistent at the end of a week or 2 weeks, you can reevaluate, kind of see, you know, have I lost some weight? More importantly than the number on the scale, I would encourage you to take measurements and also progress pictures, because those are going to say a lot more than the number on the scale. I've worked with clients in the past who their weight will not drop. It's just stubborn and their body likes to sit at a certain weight, and it gets, you know, frustrating. They get very discouraged. They feel like they're not making progress. But then we look at their pictures, or I have them remeasure, their body measurements. Or if they're testing their body fat, I'll have them retest their body fat. And almost always, those measurements show progress, even if the scale doesn't. So again, try not to get fixated on the scale. But I would encourage you, after a week or two of being consistent on your macros, to sit back and say, how am I doing? Is this working for me? Is it not working? If it's working, don't change it. Keep going. Just keep trucking along. Keep your macros the same. If it isn't working, maybe you're gaining weight, or you haven't made any progress, or you've lost weight too quickly, which usually doesn't happen, but it can, then I would tell you to adjust your macros. And, you know, that's something where having an online trainer, somebody like myself or other trainers, having somebody who can help you adjust your macros to reach your goals is very important. So if you're looking for some help with that, that's definitely something that the 6-week challenge groups that I hold are very helpful for, because I do provide that for clients. But again, you know, you don't have to work with me. There's hundreds of awesome online clients out there, and you can sure Facebook message me if you have more questions about that, or if you want me to point you in the direction of somebody I could recommend. If I'm not taking clients, I would be happy to recommend you to somebody else. And so just keep that in mind. If you're having trouble, or you need a little bit more help, or you just need the accountability, that is where having a trainer can come in so handy. And myself, even though I know how to do this, and you know, I teach clients macros and how to track their macros, how to calculate their macros, how to adjust their macros, I still personally use a trainer, because I just need the accountability. I need somebody to check in with to keep me accountable. And so that's a huge part of reaching your goals. But anyways, I hope that you found this podcast helpful today. I know that calculating your macros can seem very overwhelming, but it's not. And so hopefully this helped give you a good starting point to start tracking your macros, to reach for your goals. And I'm super excited to have you back for the next podcast, where I'm going to be talking a little bit about emotional eating and how to overcome that, because that is a huge problem that I've come across both in my personal life and with many of the clients I work with. Until next time, this is your host, April, signing off, reminding you to be strong and courageous and keep living fit.